Thank you for choosing Arch Top Fiber. My name's Phil. How can I help you today?
Yes, good morning. This is Paula Taylor. How are you today?
I'm doing good, Mrs. Taylor. How can I help you?
Well, I just got my third flyer in the mail, and I was wondering when you can tell me I can finally get set up for internet fiber.
I can definitely take a look at that. Give me one moment. And are you a did you already sign up for service?
No, I called, and first they told me the end of November, and then I went to their place that they were at Hudson Bagel Time. Now they're telling me the end of January. So I'm kind of wondering if you could tell me when I can get it.
I can definitely do that. What is your service address?
It's 17 Oakwood, all one word, OAKWOOD Boulevard, Hudson, New York.
What's the zip code?
12534.
1 second. I'm pulling that up right now. You said it's Oakwood?
Yeah, all one word.
Are you Oakwood Boulevard number one or Oakwood Boulevard number two?
Number two. It's a two-family home. I own it.
All righty. So I'm looking at it right now, and it's showing that there is an in-service date of February 15th. It looks like most of Hudson has been pushed out to that date.
Okay. I guess, you know, that's kind of not really good on their part if they're trying to get customers. Like I said, the first one, and I know it's not up to you, but the first one was the end of November, and I went and talked to the gentleman over at Hudson Bagel Time for like an hour, and it was the end of January. Now you're telling me February 15th. Can you tell me what the holdup is?
So a lot of it, from everything I have been made aware of, because I am the customer service lead here with Archtop Fiber, so I get a bit more information than the rest of my agents do, and I do share that information with them as well, but I am the first one to know. It looks like it has been an issue due to construction permits and weather. So it's because the winter months are upon us. It's a little bit harder to get all of our construction done in a super timely manner. We're trying to do our best with prevailing weather conditions, as well as in certain locations where we do have to wait on permits, what are known as pole permits, essentially.
You're talking make ready. Yes, I know. Yeah. I worked for a cable company 28 years in Kinderhook.
Yeah, so we just have to wait on those permissions to come in, making sure we can adequately do all of our construction needs, and after all of that said and done, we should be able to get all of our services done. We have been pushed back, I know, several times by our construction team. And we have been, from as far as I've been told, and what I've seen is this is the last pushback we're doing for Hudson.
I would hope so, because like I said, it does not make you look good when you're sending out flyers and then people call. And like I said, my first one was the end of November. And then, like I said, in person, the end of January, now it's mid-February.
I understand that, and it
Which
does.
Weather-wise, actually, Hudson, I don't know where you're coming out of. Are you coming out of Kingston?
Yes.
Okay. The weather has been beautiful in the month of November, so they can't blame it on the weather.
No, I understand that, so.
They can blame it on your pole permits.
Yeah, those can take some time.
Yes, we were
dealing with those over the summer for a majority of like Saugerties, Kingston, and in Rhinebeck, and we had to delay those installations by like 2 months.
Yeah, because like I said, I did, but years ago, you're talking, I was there 28 years, and I've been gone 10, so that long time ago, there wasn't competition, so everybody just kind of shook hands.
Yeah.
Said,
now,
oh, yeah, you can go on my pole.
Not like
now
that
try
anymore.
Now to find a pole application.
So, yeah.
It's like, okay, I understand, but I'm just saying it does not make me a happy camper that, you know.
You have to wait another 2 months.
Yeah. And you know, like I said, it just doesn't look good. But, okay, I know there's nothing you can do, but I understand what you're saying. A lot of people aren't going to care about pole permits and, you know, that kind of stuff, because I'm not underground. We're aerial, so
yeah.
You can't say the ground is frozen.
No,
so.
Well, we can when we do a lot of our fiber is laid via micro trenching.
Yeah, but I heard you only went under 6 inches.
Six
That's
inches,
nothing.
yeah, 6 inches to a foot.
Yeah, I mean that's basically just laying it on the ground.
I
Only
complete.
because I had a Frontier up north. We had a place in the Adirondacks, and basically, just to get to my house, by the lake, it was like, yeah, basically, and they just kind of laid it there a little bit. So, yeah, again and again, again, I'm not giving you a hard time, but I do know the ground is not frozen just yet. So, it will be. It will be. I'm glad we're not getting what Pennsylvania and them are getting. So
Oh, yeah, I completely understand that.
they can keep that. All right. So I definitely won't see anything until February 15th. Now,
Correct.
if I sign up by December 15th, will I still get that streaming card, or do I
You
have to wait
will.
for
You
install?
So what will happen is the way the process works is so long as you have signed up for service
Gotcha.
by December 15th, after
Mm-hmm.
your installation is completed, about a week
Right.
afterward, you'll receive an email from MyBundle in order to, and they'll actually walk you through the setup process of your account and provide you with that
Okay. That
card.
makes sense. I mean, okay, because it kind of makes sense, yes. If I get there before December 15th and whenever I get within 30 days of install, meaning after it's installed. Okay. All right. That makes sense. Well, I don't know. Maybe the more you keep pushing me out, the more you're going to give me.
We can
Because that's
only,
something new.
yep, we can o only know what's in store, so.
Right. And now, do I still get a free Arrow or the wireless? I call it Arrow. That's what I have with Verizon right now.
So, yes, the Wi-Fi is still included as well as the ONT. So,
Okay,
every
last I spoke to the gentleman over there, you were allowing people up to two.
yes, we have up to 2 gigabit service. That is correct.
Okay, because I didn't see that on here. Only, the streaming gift card. So this is a whole completely different flyer that they're sending out now, and you're giving everybody 1 gig.
So 1 gig is our base, is base of what everybody had, of what most people do receive. Depending on what you utilize in your home, you can receive more.
Okay, yeah. So what do you go up to 2,000?
Yeah, we can go up to 2,000 gigs megabytes per second.
Because I think when I talked to him, and this is craziness, I think he said you could go up to 10,000.
So our network is actually still in the process of being fully developed. As we are expanding out, we're kind of limiting down what we allow for customers to have. But we do actually have plans for residential internet up to 8 gigabits per second or 8,000 megabits, and our business lines can actually reach up to 10 gigs.
Okay, but at this point in time, you don't have the 8.
Correct.
It just goes up to 2.
Two. Yep, and we do have a couple of test cases where we're working on our 5 gig networks, but they are still in very, very early beta and alpha testings.
Right. So right now, like you said, only up to 2, because I know you bought Germantown Telephone, so probably those are the customers that are getting.
It's actually not just Germantown, actually. Arshtop Fiber has purchased both GTEL as well as WVT down in Warwick.
Oh, Warwick, yeah, and you also got Hancock.
Yep, and we bought Hancock as well. So yeah, we have
Right, Rob
several
Ryder.
several companies
Yeah,
we're
right.
working with.
Well, like I said, I worked for Berkshire Telephone and Kinderhook, so I know Rob Ryder. I know Bruce Bonzak. I didn't know anybody from Warwick, but I know, Larry Slattery. He's not at State Telephone anymore. It's Mark Evans. So, yeah, so I kind of know what I'm talking about a little bit. I used to go to meetings with all those gentlemen, and God bless them all. They either sold or retired. Berkshire Telephone sold. They were the first ones, Brian Kelly, to sell back to, who the heck did they say? Fairpoint, which is no longer Fairpoint. It's now Consolidated. Okay. Well, I have kept you on the phone long enough. I got this again, and I thought, okay, let me see when I can get it. So now we're pushed out. Okay. I appreciate it, and I hope you had a good Thanksgiving.
I had a wonderful Thanksgiving. Thank you for asking. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving as well. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
Nope, I'll wait for my next flyer and see where we're at.
All righty. Well, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for calling us here at our Archtop Fiber, and hopefully you have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Thanks.
You're
Bye-bye.
welcome. Bye-bye.